A little girl ain't never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground, who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, is it too much to ask?
And that's right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Thursday night for the Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises, as we get another night in with Dr. Doug Quick in the house and have a good message from him straight from the Lord. Amen. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, of course, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, and thank God for them. And we have you, Sister Lila, Brother Jim, welcome from him, too. Hope he's doing well tonight. And Brother Quick, who does those wonderful sermons. And okay, we got it, and just me.
All right, you got Sister Lila's mic open.
Yes, I do. I have everyone's mic open, but Jim, because he likes to just listen.
Okay. Sister Lila, we'll start with you. Do you have any prayer requests or praises for us tonight?
I do have a prayer request, and it's a very simple one. Please pray that me and my one girlfriend actually do go out on an outing together this coming week. And also for the people here, the responders, And my sister Heather and I continue getting along, please. Thank you.
Okay, and we know it's Sister Emily's request of all the first responders, those at nursing homes and hospitals, and she has an unspoken, is not able to join with us tonight, so I thought I'd pass those along for you. And then, of course, Sister Ruth, who do you got for us?
I'm just praying for myself again, and I thank the Lord for how he got me through two small surgeries on these abscesses on my cellulitis of the abdomen. And I'm supposed to be seeing a surgeon next week, so we'll see what happens from there. Who knows? God might just heal it before he even tries the surgery again. So just praise the Lord. He's the same man who did your gallbladder surgery, Dr. Gould.
All right. And, of course, for the ministry, for the bus, and my heart condition, as well as a couple other unspoken requests, Brother Quick, and for our police force and our politicians. And so we'll turn it into your hands and let you pray over these requests and get into your message tonight.
All right. We'll surely do that. And thank you for each of the requests. I didn't hear all of Lila's requests. I think she was talking with her hand over her mouth or something. That's about what it sounded like. But I did get the fact of her and her sister Heather getting along. I got that much, and I'm glad for that. And Lila, please forgive me for not getting the rest of that, but the Lord knows all about that. And then for Miss Emily and her unspoken request, and most of us do have an unspoken request. It's an unspoken request to those around us, but it's not unspoken to the Lord, because the Lord knows everything. And aren't we glad that God knows everything? Amen right there. And then from Miss Ruth, I'm glad to hear that praise report. And Brother Ken, we need to remember you with your heart condition, along with that request that you have been given to the Lord for a bus to be able to get out to the blind around you and get the gospel message to them. And there's not anything wrong at all with someone wanting to do that. And that is for sure a positive thing. And the Lord knows that. The Lord knows your request is there, Ken, and the Lord's going to answer you according to his sweet will. I have a request. I think I'll just call it an unspoken request, because the Lord knows all about it. And when the Lord answers it, I'll be glad to share the answer with everyone that's listening tonight. But I want to get into the message in just a moment before we do much of anything else. But I want to pray first and get these requests given to the Lord and ask the Lord's blessing upon this night. Our Father, thank you for these moments again together with this bunch of people. For Brother Ken, for his wife, Miss Ruth, and for Miss Emily, and those requests that Brother Six Eyes usually puts in there for him and for everyone around him. And that should be our request for every one of us, for each of us and for those around us. Because if the Lord doesn't see Christ in us, and Lord, we know this, they won't see the Lord anywhere before he stands before the Christ in judgment. And we don't want that for sure. And so, Father, I'm asking that you just be with us this night and help each of us, because each of us has a praise report of some kind, I'm sure of that. And we'll no doubt get into that one of these weeks. But we just want to ask for your hand to be upon us this night. And we would plead with you that you keep the radio waves going for us tonight. Something happened last week. I'm not real sure just exactly what it was. But we're asking for your hand to be upon this and keep it going this week. So, Father, just help us according to your own sweet and wonderful will. We love you with all of our hearts, and we're so glad that you love us with all of your heart. And your heart is so much bigger than ours. We're just so glad for that. Be with us this night now, and we'll sure enough thank you, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, take your Bibles and go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17. We're going to see if we can get through this this week and see if the Lord won't teach us something that'll help us along our way. 1 Kings chapter 17, we're going to find Elijah standing before a wicked king and stating to him what God has instructed him to go there and tell this king. Verse number 1 of chapter 17, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years according to my word. Now, Ahab, just back up just a little bit here, chapter 16, verse number 30, and the Lord will help us to understand more about who this Ahab really was. Verse 30 of chapter 16 says, and Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshiped him. Ahab is a very, very wicked king. He's more wicked than any king before him. We just read that in verse number 30. He's did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And so Elijah's going to go in and tell him exactly what God has told Elijah to go in there and tell him. Verse number 2 of chapter 17, Elijah has told the king it's not going to rain. There can be a drop of dew. There can be a drop of water anywhere until God says so. And then the Lord is going to protect his servant. Chapter 17, verse number 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Whoa. Did you see what Elijah just heard from God? He's going to go to this little brook that's before Jordan, and God is going to feed him there with the ravens. Ravens are much like what we would consider buzzards today. We see them as we travel down the road all the time. They're eating the kill of whatever happened before you got to where you're going, be it dead deer or whatever. But the buzzards will gather around that, and they will have themselves a choice meal. And this is the type of bird that God is going to feed Elijah with. Let me read it to you again. Verse number 4. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook,
and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Isn't that amazing? Elijah believed God to the extent that he is eating the bread and eating the flesh that these ravens bring him morning and night. I don't know that I would have enough faith myself to believe God in such a situation like this. You probably wouldn't have either. Amen. I'll say amen for you. It would take a great deal of faith, a great deal of believing God. He just stood before the king. He said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And then God says, I'm going to hide you, son. I want you to get out of here and go to the east. There is a little brook that comes out of the River Jordan. I want you to stay there by that little brook and drink there, and I will send the ravens there to feed you morning and night. And Elijah never questioned God, not the first time this time around. He never questioned God. He just went and did what God said for him to do. Isn't that amazing? How much do you really believe God? Hello? How much do you really believe God when you spend a period of time in prayer before God? How much do you really believe that God is going to hear you? How much do you really believe that God is going to answer you? Those are pretty stiff questions. I understand that. But you see, Elijah was no different than you and I, because we read in the book of James, chapter number 5, verse number 17. Let me read the first little bit of that. Elias or Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was no big giant in the faith. He was a man just like we are men. He was no different than you. He was no different than me. He was just a common sort of man. But he was a common sort of man that believed God for sure. Well, prayer is communicating with God and nobody else. Don't let me leave you behind here now. Prayer is communicating with God and nobody else. Elijah could not have stopped the rain if he'd have wanted to. It was God himself that told Elijah, it's not going to rain. You go tell that king, it's not going to rain. And he did that. You see, God spoke back to him after he talked with the king. We read this in verse 2 through 4. God said, go hide yourself by the little brook Cherith. Go to the east and hide yourself by that little brook. I'm going to feed you there every day. I'm going to send ravens out there to bring your bread and send ravens out there to bring your flesh to you morning and night. And Elijah did so. Isn't that amazing? Prayer is a literal believing God. His answer is a direct result of our earnestness and our believing him. Amen and amen. You see, God separated Elijah to himself because Elijah knew how to pray. Elijah was no different than you and I. And yet Elijah knew what it meant to pray. James chapter 5, verse 17. Let me read the rest of that verse to you. Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. You see why God had a special spot in his heart for Elijah? Because he knew what it meant to pray earnestly. Oh, listen. Prayer is a literal believing God. That's all there is to it. If you don't believe God for what you're asking him for, then why are you wasting the time asking him? That's a pretty good question. I need to tell you that's a good question. Why is it that we pray? Why do we spend time asking God for things if we really don't believe that he can come through with it? Well, better be careful with your answer there. That's all I can say. You see, no one was here, just God and Elijah. Let me read these verses again. Look at verse number 2. And the word of Elijah came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the river, by the brook Cherith, which is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Isn't that amazing? Ain't nobody around, just him and the Lord God. You see, our family and our friends are always the first to encourage our prayer life. I know that for a fact. I've been through it. I know that for a fact. My wife knows that for a fact. She's been through it. There's nobody that can slow our prayer life down any faster than family and friends. We must separate our prayer time as to where we can just be with just God and me, just God and you. Nobody else needs to be around. You see, we're told in the Word of God that we're to hide ourselves in our prayer closet. We're to close the door behind us when we go into that closet so that it's nobody but just me and the Lord. Amen and amen. We must separate our prayer time to be with God so that just God and me, nobody can get in there and break up our time with God. We must honestly expect God to answer our prayers. Elijah believed God for his everything. Elijah believed God that he was going to feed him with the ravens. That's why he went there and stayed there. Didn't argue with God, not one word of argument in the Word of God did this man of God have before God himself. He went there. He believed God for his everything. Elijah was willing. He confronted the king, verse number 1. Do you tell folks when you're praying for them? Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you honestly tell people when you're praying for them? We ought to tell people when we're asking God's blessings upon them. We should do that. Well, on the other hand, we should also be telling folk when we're praying when they're not doing right, so that when God begins to bring judgment upon them, they know what's going on, because they know that somebody is praying against them. Somebody is praying because they're not doing right according to the will of God. Somebody is praying and asking God to help them get right. That's the only way they can know that. you and I will just be brash enough to let people know that we're praying for them when they're not doing right. We're not praying for God to bless them. We're praying for God to judge them. Amen and amen. Oh, listen to me. Elijah was willing to go in and stand before the king, even though he's a man just like you and me. No difference between you and me and Elijah. He was a man of subject, like passions, just like what you and I are. And yet he went in and stood before the king and said, it ain't going to rain, son. Not until my God says it's going to rain. Well, isn't that amazing? He displayed his faith in his actions, for sure. Well, what about chapter 18, verse number 1? Look at this. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Isn't that just amazing? Ahab has been trying to find Elijah because he doesn't like what Elijah did. He's going to blame Elijah for troubling all of Israel because there's not been any rain at all. We'll see that. We read this just a little bit. We'll find out where he puts the blame on Elijah, says, are you not the one that's troubling Israel? And Elijah will have an answer back to him. We won't take the time to read those verses. It's right here in chapter 18. I just want to read that first verse and let you know that God is coming back to Elijah. And he's saying, the rain's going to be coming. Go tell Ahab, the rain's going to be coming. Well, when Elijah sets out to go, there was a gentleman that was in this, in Ahab's, whatever you want to call it. And he was one that had not been afraid of God. Because there was a time when there was a woman that was king. And she went to get a hold of all of God's men and kill them. And this gentleman hid them, 100 of them, 50 at a time, in caves and fed them with water and bread. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing. Verse number 13 of chapter 18. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go and tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him this day. So Obadiah went to find Ahab to let him know that Elijah was looking for him. And read on here just a few more verses, and you find out where Ahab comes, and he says, you're the man that's been troubling Israel because there's been no rain. No, it hasn't been Elijah. It's been this man, this very man, Ahab, because of his wickedness. Well, we're having trouble right here in America. All of us who are citizens of America understand all about that. And a lot of the trouble that you and I are going through right now is being brought on by one man. I don't have to name any names. We all know that. One man is causing all of this trouble that you and I are going through. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go and hide? Or are we going to stand up and be counted for the Lord? That's what the Lord wants. That's what God wanted in the days of Elijah. And Elijah did that very thing. He stood up and was counted on God's side. Isn't that amazing how it is that men can do that yet to this day? You see, do you really know what it means to stand in the gap for somebody else? Hello? Do you really know what it means to stand in the gap for somebody else? The Lord has allowed for me to do that several times. Several times. God has allowed for me to do that. That is not a burden to me. It's something that really gets a hold of my heart, because I'm standing in the gap on behalf of somebody else. I am pleading with God for the blessings of God to be upon somebody else. Isn't that amazing? Real prayer is words with great meaning attached to them. That's what it takes if we're going to stand in the gap for somebody else. Praying on their behalf needs to be more than just hot air. Our praying for somebody when we're standing in the gap on somebody else's behalf, our praying needs to be that which is clothed from head to toe with faith, believing faith. That's what faith is believing faith. And you see, it takes believing God, no questions asked. It takes real, earnest struggling before God on someone else's behalf. It takes an intense craving and a desire to see God break through on somebody else's behalf. Faith comes through words with great expectations attached to them. You see, earnestness is words with great feelings attached to them. And this is what takes place if we're going to stand in somebody else's place. You see, when's the last time you really experienced real joy in your prayer life? Hello? That can happen. That very thing can happen. Indeed, it can. When's the last time that you prayed for somebody besides you? That should be happening. That should be happening every day, several times every day. When is the last time you really prayed to see answers come? That should be every time we pray. Why pray for anything else? Excuse me, please. Why should anybody pray for anything else than an answer coming from God? I don't understand that. I honestly do not understand that. When's the last time God spoke back to you? Right after God had called me, some 49 years ago, my father had been a pastor for 40-some years. His preacher friends came to me and said, "Brother Quint, I'm just excited on your behalf." And I said, "Excuse me, sir?" He said, "I'm just excited on your behalf because your dad told me how it is that God's called you to preach. Is that so?" "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, how's your prayer life?" "Well, I wasn't all that old. I didn't know a whole lot about what it meant for somebody to ask me how my prayer life was. So I just began to reaching everyone that I was praying for. I did my best to make sure I heard everybody in there. I didn't want to leave anybody out. And I got to the end of that, and this elderly man looked at me and he says, "Son, let me ask you again, how's your prayer life?" And so I'm thinking to myself, Lord, I must have forgot something I should have mentioned. That. What more can I do? Third time that he said to me, "How is your prayer life?" I looked at him and I said, "Excuse me, dear brother, for you explain what you're talking to me about." A big smile on his face, and he put his hand over on my shoulder, and he said, "I'm glad that you asked me to do that, because that's exactly what I need to do." He says, "I'm glad that you're praying for everybody like you say you are." He says, "I'm glad to hear that." But he says, "Young man, you don't get it. When you get done praying for all of these people, and don't quit praying for any of them because everybody needs your prayers, but when you get done praying for each one of them, stay put and stay quiet." I was just young in the ministry. And I looked back at him and I said, "Hey, excuse me, sir, why do I need to do that?" And he looked at me and he says, "Because you've had your say with God, and when you get quiet afterwards, you're giving God a chance to have his say back to you." To him, I said, "Thank you, sir. And you told me that. But I hope that you will practice this most every day that you are preaching the Word of God." That was 49 years ago, and to this day, I am still practicing that very thing. We planted our first church 40-some years ago, I guess. I knew it was time for us to leave. I didn't want to leave. I knew it was time for us to leave. That's what the Lord was telling me. I was alone in that building, all by myself. And I was in my office. I was on my face before God, and I was praying. And I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, I know it's time for us to leave, but I don't know where you'd have us to go." Shut up. And I stayed there and I stayed quiet. It wasn't long and the Spirit of God said, "Kansas City, Missouri, son." That about blew me. I mean, I jumped to my feet. I threw my arms out and right out loud I said, "Kansas City? I don't know anybody in Kansas City. How in the world can I go to Kansas City?" And then I had to drop back down and plead with God to forgive me. And then I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, when I get home, I'll tell Miss Quick I know where we need to be moving to, and she's going to go through that same thing." And the Holy Ghost says, "Just go, son." So when I got home that afternoon, I said, "Miss Quick, the Lord told me where he wants us to move to." I said, "Good, where's that at?" I said, "Kansas City, Missouri." And she about flew her lid just about like what I did. And after a few moments, she looked at me and she says, "I need to tell the Lord I'm sorry." And I says, "I wish you would. I had to do the same thing." And we had an 800-mile move to get from where we were at to get to Kansas City, Missouri. And when we got there, it didn't take long before God connected me with the best pastor we have ever had in all of our days. He's home with the Lord now. To be 93, maybe 94, and he finally went home to be with the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Trained me like nobody else could have trained me. Just a short while, he put me on the staff of his church. The church where he was the pastor, he'd been the founding pastor there. The church was just really just a little bit on the big side. I mean, we would have 12 to 1,400 people every service, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night. And he took me out 3 afternoons every week just to train me. And he trained me. Oh, whenever I preach to this day, there's still a whole lot of Parker Daily still coming out of me. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Elijah knew what it was like to pray. He knew what it was like to get answers from God. He knew what it was like to just be alone with just him and the Lord, knowing that God was answering his plea. He knew all about that because, like we just read these verses here, he experienced it. He experienced it more than once, but this time here, he experienced it really good. So when is the last time you experienced real joy in your prayer life? When's the last time you prayed for somebody besides you? When is the last time you really prayed to see answers? When is the last time God spoke back to you? If you take up what I learned, and when you get all done praying, just stay put and stay quiet. God will speak back to you. And all of a sudden, you're going to realize what it means to have joy in your prayer life. Amen and amen. Praying is as much a part of the Christian life as tithing. Oh, hello. Praying is just as much a part of the Christian life as regular church attendance. Amen. So where are you at right now, your relationship with God? I ask you that question to see, do you really know? Do you really know where you're at? Do you really know where you're at with the Lord right now? Are you really born again? Or are you just hoping you'll have a relationship with God? A lot of church members fit that bill right there. Your prayer life speaks loudly of several items of great interest. It speaks loudly of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, of how much you really love him. Prayer life is not real strong. It speaks loudly of a very thin love life between you and God. Words you pray unto God need to be prayed with power. Let me say that to you again. Words that you and I pray before God need to be prayed with power. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he said this in chapter 3, verse 16, that he would grant you according to his riches, to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. There's the secret of how Elijah could go before this wicked king and say, God sent me in here to let you know it ain't going to rain until I say it's going to rain. Isn't that amazing? Well, chapter 1 of verse number 18, let me read it to you again. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Go ahead in this chapter, what about verse number 42 of chapter 18. Verse number 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud over out of the sea, about the size of a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, and the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Elijah outran a chariot. Isn't that amazing? God said, it's going to rain. He got word, Ahab, that the rain was a-coming. And then he told the king, just go off and go to your party, and that's all right, because the rain's on the way. And when the rain came, Elijah outran Ahab's chariot. He was in a big hurry to get in out of the rain. Amen and amen. Well, you see what I'm saying? I'm saying tonight that we need to make sure when we're praying that we know what we're praying about. Because praying is one thing. Praying with the power of God upon us is quite another. And we need to be praying knowing that the answer is on its way. 1 John chapter 5 teaches us that. When we pray according to the will of God, and we know that he hears us when we pray, then we know for a fact that it's on the way. We prayed according to the will of God, and the answer is on its way. How many times that has been so true in the ministering days of Brother Quick. We have seen that happen time and time and time again. I don't think the Lord's done with that yet, because I think the Lord's going to keep right on it, blessing us. I think the Lord's going to keep right on it, answering prayer like he has for a good number of years. I believe the Lord's going to keep right on taking good care of us like he has for all these years. I believe God's going to keep right on answering our pleas before him as long as we'll walk with him and believe him and trust him. The answer is going to be coming on the way. Amen and amen. Our Father, thank you for these moments this night. I would plead with you that you just touch us this night and help us to understand. We need to be praying and asking you for things, special things, certain things, and we need to understand what your will is before we even start to pray. When we understand your sweet will, and then we come to you and plead with you on that very thing, we need to be able to know for a fact the answer's coming. It'll get here in due time. Amen and amen. Now watch over us the rest of this night. Thank you for these radio waves that you've allowed for us to be a part of. I'm asking that you just continue to meet the need of every dollar expense that needs to be coming in here, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Ken, our address is 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501. That's right here in the United States of America. And we would like to hear from those of you that have heard me this night. Just drop me a note. Drop me a prayer request. I want to pray with you over those needs that God has put before you. And so you do that, and we'll sure enough thank you, and we'll praise you. Now, Brother Ken, I'm going to turn it over to you now. Thank you.
Amen. All right, and Sister Ruth, who do we got with us yet tonight?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, her dad, Brother Quick, and me. And I just loved his message tonight. He really stepped on my toes. I've been saved a lot of years, like 40 years. Honey, I could do a lot better at praying, definitely.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I like his point that he brought about Ahab, where he tried to accuse Elijah. A lot of times that's exactly what you do when you're serving the Lord. They try to accuse you of being the troublemaker, but yet Elijah turned it right around and said, excuse me, nope, you're the one who's the troublemaker. Amen.
That's it.
So if you got Sister Emily open there, we'll see what request she had tonight.
Yeah, we got her.
Go ahead, Sister Emily.
How you doing, Brother Quick?
I'm fine, thank you. How you doing, sis?
A little sore tonight because I took a big old jump on the second. I'm paying for it now. I also ask you to be keeping Dad in prayer next Thursday. He has to go through a procedure to fix the shunt in his arm for his dialysis.
All right.
I'll also be keeping me in prayer because I've been mining out here the whole show with a doozy.
She's talking about a migraine, Brother Quick.
I understand that.
My lower back's giving me problems tonight, so.
All right. Anything else, Sister Emily?
Just my normal prayer for first responders. We had them flying around here tonight like there was nobody's business. They've got to just keep them safe in their duties.
All right. Well, with that, I'd just like to remind everybody they could get a copy of this program or any of their program here at the Society Radio Network by going to their smartphone or tablet, go to the podcast section, and type in Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Click on that, and then you'll just click subscribe, and you'll have us on demand 24/7, and you could listen to Brother Quick, yeah, even on a Monday. And then, of course, if you're an Android or Apple user, you'll need to download the iHeartRadio app. Once you've downloaded that, you do the same procedure. Type in the search box of iHeartRadio, Six Eyes Radio, and once you've done that, click on subscribe, and you'll have us 24/7 on demand. Then, of course, if you wish to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, for you, it's free to listen to, but it does cost us money to keep on the air, so we'd greatly appreciate your donation. And how you could go about that is several options. First, if you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go there and you enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Finally, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com, and in your subject line, just enter donation information requested in the body of your email. Just request the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you. And we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much. And of course, if you wish to send a note via email to Brother Quick, you could send it to my email address, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N as in Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G @gmail.com. In your subject line, just write question or comment for Brother Quick, and we will print that off, send it to him snail mail, and then when he responds and sends it back to us, we will send you the response to you via the same email address, and you will have your response. Amen. All right, so Brother Quick, would you give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
All right. Our Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for these moments that you've given for each of us to be here. And I would ask that you'd be with each of these requests that have been brought to our attention tonight. Pray that you'd be with Miss Emily and her dad and her migraine. Pray that you just lessen that migraine up for her and help her through this time. And for Miss Ruth, for her praise report, thank you so much for how you've touched her body. And I'm asking you just continue to touch her and strengthen her, because all of us need her very much here. And so we're just asking for those needs that Six Eyed Radio has right now that have not been met. We're asking that you just meet them according to your own sweet, wonderful will, and help each of us to understand there's an expense to this type of ministry. And I would plead with you that you would just meet every need that there is. Watch over us this night now. Be with us in these next days to come. Help each of us to understand that you're walking with us every step of the way. You're with us every moment. You know our thoughts. You know our words. You know everything about us. Help us to understand that we need to know and act like we know that you're with us every moment of every day. And we love you with all of our hearts, Lord. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us this night. I thank you for those that have been listening far out. I would plead with you that you touch their hearts and help them to understand salvation is free, but we must repent of our sin and cry out to you to save them, to save us, and you'll do that very thing. So be with us now. We'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 We want to remind everybody to join us tomorrow night for AJ and the Squad here at the Success Radio Network, 9 p.m. tomorrow night Eastern. Amen. God bless everybody.
God bless everyone.
God bless.